Welcome back. This one's advanced, and it's for that Raga Elements corner of drum and bass where the amen isn't just a loop, it's a lead instrument. Today we're building something you can actually play. An amen width and variation rack in Ableton Live 12, using racks and macros to create controllable stereo size and movement without sacrificing punch, and without that headphone wide, club mono garbage problem. The big mindset shift first. Treat width like a parallel send, not a makeover. Your core break needs to stay like an invoice paid drum sound, solid, centered, consistent. Then you widen selective layers, mostly top air, room, and dubby ambience. That's how you get the break to feel bigger at 170 without it turning into stereo soup. Let's set the stage. Load your amen. Ideally in a drum rack or in simpler using slice mode, slicing my transients. That gives you the option to trigger snare slices later if you want sidechain tricks. Set your tempo around 165 to 174 BPM. Before we build the fun stuff, do quick housekeeping, because if your gain staging is sloppy, every macro will feel unpredictable. Put an EQ8 first and high pass just a little if the source has junk sub, somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz. We're not thinning the break, we're removing rumble that steals headroom. Then drop a utility after it and trim gain so your process chain isn't slamming the rack. A nice target is peaking around minus 6 dB before you start getting aggressive. Now group your processing into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. This is the container for the whole system. Inside this rack, we'll build three parallel chains, core, tops, and room. Chain 1. Core. This is mono punch. This is the chain you should be able to solo and still feel like, yes, this is a proper amen driving the track. First device, utility, narrow it, yes, narrow. Set width around 0 to 30%. Think of this as your anchor down the middle. If your version of utility has bass mono, you can use it, but don't rely on it as a magic fix. The real fix is keeping low and core transients centered by design. Next, EQ8. Keep lows and low mid stable. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz can clean it up without killing the body. Then drum bus, drive around 2 to 6. Crunch low, like 0 to 15%. Boom very carefully, maybe 0 to 10. Because MN boom gets messy fast. And then transients. This is your bite control. Anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20, depending on the source. After that, glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're knitting, not squashing. That's core. The rule is simple. We do not widen this chain. If your core gets wide, the groove stops punching and starts fogging. Chain 2. Tops. This is stereo air and width. This is where you get that classic jungle sheen. The hat splinters, the air, the little crispy fragments that make the break feel fast. Start with a EQ8 and high pass aggressively, around 3 to 6 kHz with a steep slope. The whole point is, tops only. If you widen too low, you smear the groove and risk mono collapse. Then auto pan. Amount somewhere around 20 to 60%. Synced rate 1/8 to 1/16. And here's the important part. Set phase to 180 degrees. That's what makes it feel wide rather than just moving side to side like a gimmick. Next, chorus ensemble. Start in chorus mode. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate slow. Like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. With 120 to 200. And keep the mix modest, around 10 to 30%. You want dimension, not seasickness. Then a utility to push width further, like 120 to 180%, and trim gain to taste. Optional but recommended for this lesson. Add a saturator in the top's chain before that final utility. Set it to analog clip, soft clip on, and keep it ready for a macro later. Chain 3, room. This is dub space, Raga ambience. This is the yard tape depth. The trick is making it controllable, so you can throw it in for fills, vocal callouts, and transitions. Start with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz so the room doesn't mud up your low mids. Then low pass around 7 to 10 kHz so it stays dark and doesn't turn into hiss. Then reverb. Use room for realism or plate for sheen. Decay around 0.6 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms so your transients still feel like they arrive on time. Size maybe 20 to 45%. Diffusion 60 to 85, mix 10 to 30, then add delay, the stock delay device, ping pong mode for movement, time 1/16 or 1/8 synced, feedback 10 to 25%, filter it dark, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, Mix low, like 5 to 20, then auto filter in low pass mode. This will be your open and close the space control. Set a useful range somewhere from 1 to 6 kHz. Resonance subtle, like 0.7 to 1.2. Then a utility to widen, around 130 to 200%, and again trim gain. Cool. Now we add the part that makes this a performance tool. Macros. We'll aim for 8 macros. But here's an advanced coach note before mapping anything. Macro scaling matters more than device choice. If you give yourself huge ranges, every automation move becomes dangerous. Your goal is tight, musical ranges that let you automate aggressively without surprise phase weirdness. Click map on the rack. Macro 1. Core punch. Map the core drum bus transients upward. Map the glue compressor threshold so that as you push the macro, it compresses just a touch more. Optionally map core utility gain for a small bump, but keep it subtle. This macro should feel like the drummer hit harder, not the break changed. Macro 2. Top width. Map top's utility width, like 120 to 180, but consider tightening that in practice. A lot of the time 135 to 165 is plenty in a full mix. Map auto pan amount 20 to 60. Map chorus mix 10 to 30. This macro is your loop fatigue killer. Automate it higher in drop 2 or in alternating 8-bar phrases. Macro 3. Room width. Map room utility width, maybe 130 to 200, and room reverb mix from 10 to 25. Rag a trick. When a vocal toast or shout hits, push room width behind it so the break feels like it's in a dub chamber, but the vocal still reads up front. Macro 4. Micro delay. Map room delay mix from basically off to around 18. Map room delay feedback 10 to 25. And if you want a tiny extra shimmer, map top's chorus amount slightly upward too. Teacher warning. Micro delay is one of the fastest ways to lose punch. Keep this macro mostly off during the heaviest kick and snare moments. Use it like seasoning on the ends of phrases. Macro 5. Dub throw. This is your momentary throw macro that you spike, not ride. Map room reverb decay from about 0.8 seconds up to 2 seconds. Map room auto filter frequency from 2 kHz up to 6 kHz so the throw opens up. And map room delay mix from 5 to 20. Workflow tip. Don't always throw on bar 8 just because it's bar 8. Aim it at the last snare before a change. Jungle feels more intentional when effects answer drum punctuation. Macro 6. Dist edge. Map top's saturator drive from 0 to about 6 dB. Keep soft clip on. Then also map core drum bus drive from 2 to 6. This is that controlled bite that helps the amen cut through a rolling bass line without crushing the core dynamics. Macro 7. Break scatter. We do not put beat repeat on core. Put it on tops or room, because we're adding chaos to the air and space, not rewriting the groove. Drop beat repeat on tops. For example, set interval to 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 0 to 20, variation 0 to 25, pitch 0, turn filter on and keep it brightish. Map chance to the macro. Map mix from 0 up to around 25%. Rule, use it for 1 to 2 bars, maybe 4 bars max in a transition. If it's constantly on, the listener stops trusting the rhythm. Macro 8. Mono safe. This is your club insurance policy. Put a utility at the very end of the entire rack. After the chains sum together, map its width from 100 down to 0. Optionally, as the rack goes toward mono, also pull down room and top's chain volumes a little. That way the mono version naturally favors core. Now, one of the most pro habits you can build. Use mono checks while the bass is playing, not with the break soloed. A break can sound fine in mono alone, then vanish once the bass fills the center. So do your reality check in context. Okay, let's talk arranging. Because the rack is only as good as how you phrase it, think in 8 or 16 bar paragraphs. Intro, 16 bars, room width medium, top width low to mid, and occasional dub throw flicks at phrase endings. Drop 1, 32 bars, core punch up slightly. Top width mid, micro delay mostly off, tiny on fills, mid drop switch, 8 bars, raise break scatter for 2 to 4 bars, and hit dub throw on the last snare before the switch. Drop 2, 32 bars, push top width and room width a bit higher than drop 1, add a little more dist edge for perceived loudness and aggression, outro or DJ friendly section, slowly reduce top and room width so the beat tightens up for mixing. Now, extra advanced variation ideas, because this is where it gets really fun. First, transient only width. Using a gate and sidechain, make a new parallel chain called spray. High pass it at 5 to 7 kHz. Put a very short reverb, decay 0.2 to 0.6 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 15 ms, mix 20 to 40. Then put a gate after the reverb and sidechain it from the amen itself, or ideally from your snare slice if you have one. Set it so it opens briefly on hits, then closes fast. Then utility width 140 to 180. Map a macro, spray amount, to the gate threshold and slash or the chain volume. Result, you get little width bursts after transients, without turning the entire loop into wide fog. This is one of the cleanest ways to get big at high BPM. Second, call and response width using chain selector. Duplicate your TOPS chain into two versions. TOPS A is stable, mild autopan, mild chorus. TOPS B is wild, faster autopan, slightly more micro delay, maybe darker filtering. Then map the chain selector to a macro, and set fade ranges so it morphs smoothly. Now you can flip into wild width for one bar, then back to stable like a DJ response. Third, snare stays centered, dynamic midside EQ trick. On TOPS, put an EQ8 and set it to M/S mode. On the side channel, boost a narrow bell around 8 to 10 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. On the mid channel, cut a touch in the same range, minus 1 to minus 2. Map both gains to one macro, side shine, in opposite directions. This makes the stereo feel brighter and wider without making the snare brittle in the center. Fourth, microflam fills without timing drift. Instead of Haas tricks, use a very short delay on TOPS, like 1/64 or 1/32, feedback at 0, dry slash wet up to 12%, filtered bright, automated only at the end of phrases, like the last half bar. It reads as width and excitement, but it doesn't mess with the main transient alignment. If you've got Roar in Live 12, here's a Raga texture upgrade. Put Roar on the room chain before reverb and delay. Use gentle drive, filter inside Roar so low mids don't explode, and map a yard grit macro to drive and tone. Keep the ranges small. It's vibe, not destruction. Now, stereo sanity checks. Do these every time, not only when something sounds wrong.